Shelf Hour by the Tennessee Lottery. Rhett Ryan from Titans Radio is in a car somewhere between here and Indy with the entire Midday 180 show. How are the road conditions, Rhett? Are you guys driving safely? I heard Withrow was going to drive.
He is. He's driving, doing a great job getting us there. And it is just a continuous sheet of rain from the time we left Nashville to our current destination at mile marker 75 on I-65 North. But it's all good.
All four of you guys in the Two Rivers Ford Explorer together. Let me ask you this. Have you guys discussed the changes in the combine, the prime time, testing results and all, or testing so that it can be all done in prime time and all that? What do you guys think?
We haven't discussed that and jumped into that yet, but it's going to be different to kind of see how they do all of that. And, you know, it's just the NFL turning that into a year-round product by having guys tested on prime time so they can televise all of it. I mean, you know, they said all those years ago, combine would never be televised, and now it is, and now it's a primetime thing. So I'm interested to see how all of it plays out in terms of the scheduling and everything. Be interesting to see.
Rhett Ryan, our guest. All right, let's talk about some of these things at the combine. You and I have both let it known, Rhett. We're draft nerds. We love this time of year. There are always exciting things that happen and guys you get to know and people that you really want to see. So as you were leaving today, I said, I'm going to ask you some of these questions. And I was telling you, maybe the first one is the individual that you are most excited about seeing, because we see a lot of guys on TV. Down here, we get a lot of SEC games, games of the week. But is there somebody you're most excited about watching perform at the combine?
I think it would be, if I was going to go with a place of need for the Titans and a pass rusher, I would be most interested to see how Clavon Chaisson from LSU does. He's going to be the second pass rusher probably taken off of the board in round one if he has a really good week here in Indianapolis and probably follows up with a good pro day. He's a guy that missed all of 2018 for the Bayou Bengals with an ACL, but played very well in 2019 on the national championship run. And the thing that's intriguing about him is they plugged him into all different spots on that LSU defense. So we don't know what he can do really, really well, but most people think if you put him as an outside linebacker, 3-4 pass rusher, that he would just excel extremely well just because he has such great athletic skills. And natural bend in that spot. I would say him, but there's three or four guys that have my intrigue. One, I'll give you another one. On offense, there's a left tackle from Louisville who's a junior out of Louisville, Mekhi Becton, who is an absolute monster, 6'7", 370. But he is very fluid, very good lateral movement, and he will be, with a good week here, he's going to be a very high pick in this thing. He's already in mocks in the mid to top 10 pick, and he will be somewhere in that neighborhood because somebody's always going after a tackle.
Yeah.
Another kid that I like is the cornerback from Auburn, Noah Igbinoghene.
Oh, yeah. I'm on that guy, too. I've been bugging Dawn Davenport
so
about
fast.
It.
Speedy.
Yeah, Igbinoghene, you're right. He'll test somewhere in the mid 4.3 range in the 40. He's a converted wide receiver who's only played 2 years at corner, but he's still learning the position in this thing. And has a tremendous upside, and has done well in his time at Auburn. I'm looking forward to that. That's a guy who can really improve his draft stock this week.
But hopefully not too much, and he's available in the second round.
Yeah, and that's the thought, is that if he has a good enough week, he might even be considered a first-round guy. And there's a bunch of – listen, if you want positions that are rich in this thing and you need a cornerback or a wide receiver or a running back, you're in good shape.
Well,
they're loaded with those.
Rhett Ryan, our guest, I was going to ask you, okay, let's just transition into that. What are the deepest positions, or what is the deepest position?
Deepest position on defense is corner. And it starts with Jeffrey Okuda from Ohio State, who's probably the closest thing to a lockdown corner in this draft. I'd be shocked if he went outside the top five in this thing. And then his teammate at Ohio State, Damon Arnett, who had some off-field issues, differences with coaching in 2018, finished it a better way and had nice play in 2019. He's a fast guy himself. But when you talk about a Jeff Gladney from TCU, who's a smaller corner like a Dory Jackson, who's a burner. And then the Christian Fulton kid from LSU, C.J. Henderson from Florida. There's four or five guys there that will be first-round picks, but there's good corners throughout this draft. Like Darnay Lewis is a kid from UCLA that I like in round two, maybe round three, who's a nickel corner out of UCLA, 5'9", 185, and will run in the mid-4.3s himself. He's an inside guy. But if you need outside corners, nickels, inside, whatever, they've got it in this draft. Offensively, the richest position is wide receiver. Whether you need big physical, you know, possession receivers, you need slot burner guys, whatever. I mean, you can start with the C.D. Lambs and the Laviska Shenaults from Colorado and Oklahoma, respectively. And you can find guys all throughout the rounds. Whether you're talking about a top flight guy or just somebody who's going to be a really good pro for somebody in terms of a possession receiver in a Juwan Jennings from Tennessee in the later rounds. Everything in between. There's stuff there.
Brett Bryan, our guest, headed towards Indy with the Midday 180 crew. They'll be broadcasting live from up there. Who's the guy with the most to prove, in your opinion, Rhett?
There's a couple, and these are both big names in this. If I'm a quarterback, and I'm a name, Jalen Hurts has a lot to prove in this process. Not only this week, but whatever he does at Alabama's Pro Day when he's working out, because his accuracy issues in the mid to intermediate range, he has some floater type passes that he, I'm sure, has been working on since, you know, Oklahoma's season has been over. And I'm sure people will want to look at him more because, let's face it, they don't play a ton of great defense in the Big 12. And, you know, with him being at Oklahoma all year, I'm sure there'll be people that will want to see more from him. But he's a guy that can improve his stock in this. And the other one is the guy that I really like at running back behind DeAndre Swift, who will probably be the first back taken out of Georgia. And that's J.K. Dobbins from Ohio State. He can be a three-down feature back for somebody, but he has to get better in his receiving skills out of the backfield. The last thing that a lot of people remember is him having a couple of crucial drops in those playoff games in the college playoffs just a few weeks ago. And he wants to try to erase that memory and kind of show what he can do as an out-of-the-backfield option, knowing that, you know, that's where NFL running backs are kind of making their living in this thing nowadays. I really like what he might be able to do for his draft stock in this thing. It might be a guy that could be taken at the end of the first round, but certainly at the top of the second round.
Rhett Bryan, our guest on the way out. Rhett, a guy that people will be talking about after the combine that maybe they don't know too well right now, but we're going to know his name when this is all said and done.
Okay. Well, typically, you know, with the way the tight end position has gone in the last several years, they're just big wide receivers, and there hadn't been a great draft for tight ends with the exception of last year with you know, T.J. Hockenson and Noah Fant and some of those guys. There's a guy that I'm watching from the University of Dayton named Adam Trautman. Adam Trautman's a 6'5", 251-pound tight end. He's a converted quarterback, went to wide receiver or a tight end in college, did not catch a pass in college, has a basketball background, so he's very fluid in movement. He's raw. He's learning the position. He showed good skills as an inline blocker. He is the one guy out of this tight end class that shows promise to be a complete tight end prospect, being a good inline blocker and being a good pass catcher in this thing. Adam Trautman is a guy you need to watch in this thing because he is quick and he's got good hands. But I know you're going, wait a minute, Dayton? They haven't had a guy drafted out of Dayton since 1977.
Oh.
And this guy will be a guy that will be drafted in the upcoming draft, April 23rd, 24th, 25th.
Red, awesome stuff. You fellas drive safely, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir. At Rhett B. Tennessee from Titans Radio, on his way to Indy with the Midday 180 crew. They'll be up there the rest of the week with Combine coverage. You can check them out every day right here on The Zone. Back with more 3HL when we come back, including this. Today, public memorial for Kobe Bryant, and none other than Michael Jordan spoke some very poignant words from MJ about Kobe Bryant. We'll play those when we come back.
Zone.